We'll be right back. Senhor Presidente da Assembleia Nacional, Igor Zorchik, Senhor Presidente do Conselho Nacional, Alois Kowska, caros colegas, antes de mais, as minhas calorosas saudações pelos 30 anos de independência da Eslovénia, completados na passada semana, dia 25 de junho, em paz, liberdade e democracia. Quero também exprimir o meu apreço e o da Assembleia da República pela excelente cooperação no trio de presidências iniciado conjuntamente com os nossos colegas do Bundestag e do Bundesrat da Alemanha. Agora que a presidência...
Now that the Portuguese presidency is coming to an end, I would like to reiterate my colleague Luís Capoulas Santos, President of the European Affairs Committee and his team, for my recognition for the cooperation and support that has always been given throughout this semester. The motto of the Slovenian presidency is appropriate for these harsh times we are facing. Together, resilient Europe. That is undoubtedly the case of the increased resiliency of the EU in the areas of health, economy, energy, climate and cybersecurity. These are areas where the Europeans could and should do more together, particularly in the health field, the experience we went through during the pandemic shows that we can and we must do more in this area. With all challenges, the committed action of the European Commission made it possible for the vaccination process to be quite advanced in the European Union today. It is also encouraging to realize that Europeans are willing to work on the rule of law matters. This includes one of the values on Article 2 of the Treaty of Lisbon. To enjoy and exercise the rule of law are the cornerstone of a good functioning of the European Union. And as the President of the European Council, Charles Michel, said in Ljubljana last week, the European project is based on the values of democracy, values of freedom, values of the rule of law, because it's the best way to guarantee the dignity of every citizen. Diversity and tolerance are strengths, never weaknesses. In short, to understand, to listen, to avoid polarization. Now, before us, we have the conference on the future of Europe, a major exercise. We hope it will lead to recommendations that make the European Union more prepared to face the challenge, the current challenges, the emerging challenges. I'm speaking about the green and digital transitions that is well included in the resilience and recuperation programs to develop under the next generation EU scope. And I underline the focus that Slovenia gave to the interconnection between tourism and green transition, namely the green value chains and circular management. Portugal, a country that has tourism as a major economic sector, this view of Slovenia and the country with also tourist vocation is very relevant. We want to work towards the sustainable development. The international agenda of the second semester 2021, always quite overloaded, I stress three subjects: Western Balkans, and I quote the President of the European Parliament, David Sassoli, the enlargement can bring many benefits to this region as a whole and help to ensure a stable, prosperous and peaceful continent. We agree and we fully support Slovenia towards achieving that goal. Secondly, the United Nations General Assembly takes place this year when Antonio Guterres starts his second mandate as Secretary General. Thirdly, COP26 next November in Glasgow. It is urgent to reduce the greenhouse gases emissions and their impact on the environment. Dear speakers, dear colleagues, I quote the motto of the Slovenian presidency, Together, Resilient Europe. As far as we are concerned, the Portuguese Parliament will give you all our support. And now give the floor to the speaker of the National Assembly of Slovenia. You have the floor, sir.
Dear Speaker of the Portuguese Assembly, Mr. Eduardo Pereira Rodrigues, President of the European Union Affairs Committee, Mr. Luis Capulas Santos, please allow me first to thank you for your introductory remarks and for congratulating Slovenia. May I say that today's event that was initiated by you, so it goes full credit for it to you, that this event is really my honor and privilege. Slovenia is taking over this demanding task of chairing the EU Council in difficult times. It is a fact that the pandemic also left its consequences on the functioning of the parliament, the government, and the nations as a whole. And even though we are rather optimistic at the start of the presidency, we are, on the other hand, also worried when we hear certain reports, also from our friendly nation, Portugal, related to the new infections. May I mention at this stage that one of the challenges of the National Assembly and the National Council is how to organize all the events planned. After having been under lockdown for one full year, we would really love to see that the events related to the presidency of the Council of EU, and particularly those that relate to the parliamentary dimension, be organized in such a manner that they could take place live to the greatest extent possible, so that after a long while, we would have the opportunity to meet with our colleagues across Europe and debate topics that are of key importance if we want to address the consequences of the COVID pandemic and, of course, other issues confronted by the European Union. 30 years ago, Slovenes were convinced that our dreams came true. I'm convinced that we are of a similar mind even today. For 30 years, the Republic of Slovenia has been an independent and sovereign state, and for 17 years, we've been a member of the European Union. So this is no longer a dream, but a big responsibility. It is a fact that the European family is brought together by faith into joint values such as democracy, solidarity, respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms, and the rule of law. These values are continuously tested, be it for the economic crisis or due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But I think that in the end, we can establish that we are sharing an awareness of our interconnection and interdependence. We are aware that we can only be stronger if we join forces, and only in this way can we be more resilient, and only in this way can we guarantee our citizens safety, peace, freedom, and prosperity. This is the connective tissue that exceeds the economic interest. And this is the connective tissue that is strengthened always, also during such events as we are witnessing just this moment. Over the last decade, the European Union faced several challenges. It went through the economic crisis, migration crisis, the climate change, Brexit. There were many tensions in the international relations. Perhaps I can mention in this context also the Western Balkan countries. Then there was also a growth of nationalism and intolerance. There was the pandemic, and the list goes on and on. But the European Union is also globally a unique integration, and it showed that it can overcome these trials, and it is able to exit these trials stronger and more experienced. But of course, under the presupposition that we are all aware of our own responsibilities to participate in decision-making processes, I'm fully convinced that Slovenia is aware of its responsibility in this context, and also Portugal, which has so successfully concluded its presidency. Portugal has set a really high bar for our work, and I hope that in 6 months' time we will also be able to establish that we also reaped certain successes. Being aware of what is important for the presidency in the coming 6 months, we have, of course, agreed together with the presidency trio what our priorities should be. I think that I could dive into greater detail about our priorities a bit later on, but may I just say at this point that I'm convinced that in the parliamentary dimension of our presidency, we will perform our tasks as we hope to. I can assure you that we will be collaborating very fruitfully and closely with Mr. Kostsa, and I hope that in 6 months' time we will be able to say that we were as successful as Portugal can be proud of its successes today as it hands over its presidency. So I would like to use this opportunity to once again thank you for this meeting, for today's event, and I wish you all of luck also in the rest of your work. Thank you very much.
Muito obrigado, Sr. Presidente. Tem agora a palavra o Sr. Presidente do Conselho Nacional da República da Eslovénia, Alois Kovska.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the President of the National Assembly, Mr. Alois Kovska. Please give the floor. Kovska.
Predsednik Skupščine Portugalske Republike Eduardo Ferro Rodrigues, spoštovani gospod Luis Capula Santos, dame in gospodje, v veliko čast si štejem, da vas lahko pozdravim na današnjem.
Distinguished speaker, distinguished chair of the EU Affairs Committee, may I take this opportunity to thank you for being here, and I would like to congratulate the Republic of Portugal for the successful presidency in the first semester of 2021, both in terms of substance, logistics, and organization. We need to stress how much you contributed to the common goals of the European Union, to the common benefit of all European citizens. The Slovenian National Council supports the bilateral relations between our two friendly nations, and also we would like to express our gratitude for the successful cooperation during the trio. May I mention the area of the social policy? This is one of the big achievements of the Portuguese presidency, and these are also the interests that the National Council of the Republic of Slovenia pursues and follows very strongly. We are happy to note the social summit that took part in Porto in May, which pursues justice for all European citizens. Also, the multiannual financial framework of the European Union was adopted during your presidency, and the National Recovery and Resilience Plan was also formulated at the EU level. When it comes to the Green Europe, we welcome your efforts for the European Green Law. As to the future, we still need to recover following the pandemic, and we need to ensure the European Union resilience to various crises and cyber attacks. May I also express my heartfelt gratitude for your extreme contribution to the success of the Conference on the Future of the European Union by the establishment of the multilingual and multinational digital platform, which makes it possible for all the citizens to express their positions and proposals. To sum up, I can say that the National Council sees your presidency as an extreme achievement, particularly in the light of the fact that your presidency took place during the very complex circumstances that were overshadowed by the pandemic, and that you also managed to bring various standpoints of EU member states closer together when it comes to the most important projects for the future of the European Union. So I would like to express the gratitude on behalf of the National Council for your successful presidency. Thank you very much.
Muito obrigado, Sr. Presidente.
Well, thank you, President, and I'd like now to give the floor to the President of the European Committee, Luís Capolas Santos. Please, you have the floor, Mr. Capolas Santos. Well, thank you, and I'd like to say hello to the Eduardo Ferreira Rodrigues, our Speaker of the House and the Assembly National, and the President of the National Council, Alois Kovska. I'd like to start by thanking all the collaboration, the engagement and support from the Slovenian Parliament within the Troika of Cossack, and it's their speakers, Marko Orlašništ and Bojan Kekec. And unfortunately, and this is, was not our expectation, the pandemic has not allowed us to meet at least some of the meetings foreseen physically, at least the speakers of the COSAC. We did try, but we were not able to due to the pandemic. Despite of that, we were able to successfully organize many meetings within the COSAC, on top of the normal Troika speakers and plenary meetings. We promoted several informal debates with several participants from the European Union, such as Michel Barnier, Vera Jourova, Vice President, or Stelios Kyriakis, the Commissioner, or Vice President Mr. Dombrovski. And concerning vaccination, with the Commissioner Thierry Breton. Still within the COSAC and with the cooperation of our colleagues from Slovenia and also from Germany, we try to always have them informed in a transparent manner, the national parliaments, and we try to coordinate a consensus position concerning their weight and role in the plenary session on the Conference of the Future of Europe, which was successfully reached. Within the meetings that we organized together with the European Parliament, like the European Parliament's week on the semester, for just to cite one example, but also within other initiatives that were promoted by other parliamentary committees, UN-Africa, for example, we tried to discuss with our African partners, European Parliament and NGOs, what is the role of the national parliaments can play within the deepen of our relationship between the EU and the African continent, or even the Conference on Migration, within the context on the engagements that were taken within the trio of presidencies. In short, it was possible in this atypical semester to have around three dozens of initiatives, hundreds of participants, and in our parliament involving 10 of the 14 parliament committees. So we would like to thank you once again, your contributions, your cooperation of the Slovenian Parliament, and also say that we are available, entirely available, to give back to you during the presidency that you will start from tomorrow onwards, and for which I, of course, wish you all success and good luck. And I'll show you now a short video that, in short, shows you what happened during the Portuguese presidency of the EU Council. Thank you very much.
The Portuguese Parliament, Assembleia da República, hosted the parliamentary dimension of the Portuguese presidency of the Council of the EU during the first semester of 2021. During a time heavily marked by the COVID-19 pandemic, Parliament promoted 24 conferences and meetings, bringing together 1,680 participants to debate critical topics of the European agenda.
Muito bom dia, caros colegas.
158 speakers made a virtual visit to Lisbon to share their views, their experiences, their fears, and their hopes. 35 agenda topics were debated, expressing the core of citizens' concerns. From leaders of major institutions such as the United Nations and NATO, the European Council and the European Commission, the European Central Bank and the Eurogroup, to experts and humanitarians, to those that keep us safe, and those that dream of a better future for Europe. Lively debates were held due to the 553 participants that took the floor during the meetings. And despite the pandemic, parliamentarians from the 27 member states, from the European Parliament and from 16 other countries came together to exchange views in a wide range of meetings.
A presidência portuguesa do Conselho da União Europeia pode ser descrita com uma palavra muito simples, fazer.
Freedom without security is the law of the strongest. Security without freedom is a dictatorship.
La pandemia ha portato all'esacerbazione delle disuguaglianze e minaccia così la coesione delle nostre società europee.
The EU is open to the rest of the world.
The European Pillar of Social Rights Action Plan gives us a way forward to a more social, more inclusive Europe.
We have set the overall target that member states should vaccinate a minimum of 70% of the adult population by the end of summer.
All of us know democracy must never be taken for granted.
Há que agir com responsabilidade, diálogo e solidariedade. E há que agir com rapidez.
Rural areas are the backbone of Europe.
Constituem um palco ideal para a procura de soluções sustentáveis para os desafios globais que enfrentamos.
And to offer a sense of being in Lisbon, we produced videos to welcome you in the beauty of the palace, which hosts our parliament, as well as exhibitions prepared to celebrate the diversity of Europe and the major milestones in the European project. We also aimed to share more of Portuguese culture through music moments at the end of each conference, taking advantage of partnerships with national museums and orchestras. We thank each and every one of you who made this possible, members of the Portuguese Parliament, our amazing staff, and of course, all the speakers and participants who stood with us in this endeavor that hoped to maintain the debate alive when it was most needed, in order to strengthen our lively and plural democracies and work towards a better Europe for all. Mission accomplished. Thank you all.
Caras e caros colegas,
dear colleagues, we're just running to the final stage of this meeting. Interesting, this transfer of power between the Portuguese presidency and the Slovenian presidency. And I'd like to give the floor to the Ilar Arsacic, president of the National Council of Slovenia. Please, you have the floor.
Thank you very much for the floor, distinguished colleagues. Thank you very much for your presentation. I believe it was a very plastic representation of all your endeavors, which you as a National Assembly put into the presidency of the European Union. Allow me to emphasize now that with the Slovenian presidency, we are concluding the work of the trio of Germany, Portugal, and Slovenia, and we are opening the room for the next trio presidency. And the priorities of Slovenia of our six-month presidency were carefully chosen. Mostly, we are faced with challenges of the European Union. I would like to just name them. In the next few months, we wish to have the attention to resilience and the recovery of the European Union to a strategically autonomous European Union. It was already mentioned today at several points. I would just like to emphasize the ambition, or maybe to show a fact that the European Union in this part has not only the opportunity to create a more strengthened cooperation within the European Union, but within the epidemic and afterwards, we can position ourselves as a global partner to other members, to other countries of the global community. It is a fact that many countries do not have the same possibilities to receive vaccines, and are faced with the global problems as the epidemic is, we as the European Union, as a community, as the most developed countries in the world, we need to help those countries who do not have the possibilities to get vaccines, to deliver vaccines to its population. So resilience and recovery of the European Union is not only a matter of the European Union itself, it is a matter of the role of the Union in the world. To be a global player, and the global powers are using the vaccines to achieve diplomatic success. And I believe the European Union needs here to emphasize its role, as we are playing our role of the community, of a community of the most developed countries. Another priority of the Slovenian presidency will be the Conference on the Future of Europe. Also, this topic is not only connected with the future itself, it is also connected with the epidemic. It determined our everyday life in the last year, and it will, as it seems, also in the future. It is important here that the European Union, as well as the member states, have a great responsibility taken, and they have taken the responsibility of their citizens, and they need to fulfill the expectations of its citizens. And I'm here aiming especially at the parliaments of all the national parliaments, also the role of the European Parliament, that these institutions give possibilities to the citizens to say what they have felt within the epidemic, that they say in which direction they wish the European Union should develop. We already organized one event to this topic. It is an international constitutionalization and substitutization on the future, and we are planning two such events within our National Assembly. A fact is that we all parliaments, we all decision makers need to make a contribution that the people will again gain confidence and trust the institutions and the decision making of the institutions. The next priority is the fostering of rule of law, of basic human rights and freedoms. These questions were very much emphasized not only within the economic crisis, especially they were emphasized within the epidemic. Also, one part was negative. It was also the spread of different populisms and similar thoughts, and we need to do all to ensure that our main values and freedoms are actually upheld, and without them we only have economic cooperation and not even this between states, and this is too little for a good cooperation within the European Union. Allow me to mention one priority more. This is to ensure security and stability also in our neighborhood. I'm here aiming at the Western Balkans. Slovenia has a special relationship with the Western Balkans due to our history, due to our historical experiences. Slovenia is also establishing that the enlargement process is a bit lagging behind, and if possible, we need to show the countries of the Western Balkan that the EU enlargement to the Western Balkans is not only the interest of the countries, but also in the interest of the European Union. The enlargement is not only connected with well-being, with economic development. It is also important from other perspectives. It is important from the viewpoint of migration, from tackling the consequences of the epidemic on the Western Balkans, because on the Western Balkans, some global forces are also present who are encouraging their diplomatic vaccine policy. And I believe the European Union cannot stay here behind, and we cannot see that upon our doorstep other interests are being here upheld, are being here implemented, who are not in favor of our basic values. Dear President Rodriguez, dear President Santos, I would like to thank you once more for your presidency, for your cooperation, and especially I would like to thank you for the organization on the Interparliamentary Conference on High Level about Migration and Asylum Policy, and also on the collaboration on the Interparliamentarian Summit of the Presidents of States of the Western Balkans. Thank you again once more.
Obrigado, Sr. Presidente.
Well, Mr. President, well, I'd like now to give the floor to the President of the National Assembly, or the Speaker, Mr. Czorski. Alotkowska.
Thank you very much, dear President of the Portugal Assembly. I'm very thankful that the National Council of Slovenia will, together with the National Assembly, will implement the parliamentary dimensions. We will be very actively in 4 interparliamentarian conferences on the meeting of the parliaments of the parliamentary COSAC, also on the plenary meetings of the conference on the EU Affairs Committees, on the Interparliamentarian Conference on the Common Security and Foreign Policy, and also within the meeting of the group on the Common Parliamentary Control of Europol. We will be collaborating in different panels, and we will be establishing interests of the civil society, and we will emphasize important topics on the European level.
In different panels, and also on the level
We will have a very important conference on the European Union. It started within the Portuguese Parliament, and within the Slovene Parliament, we will continue in a full scale. The national parliaments will be very much engaged in this. As regards the constitutional position of our second chamber, we are representatives of the interests of the civil society. This is why we will be strongly promoting an active approach of citizen groups to form new proposals for the future of the European Union, especially as regards the enlargement process on the Western Balkans, and also as regards the migration processes and the movement of people, which is called commonly the brain drain. Also, we will tackle migration, on the migration, why they have defended. We will have interparliamentarian conferences on the common security and also foreign policy. We will try to show positive experiences of the Republic of Slovenia and other members of the European Union in the area of systemic integration of public offices and NGOs, how to implement also a very effective system, how to react swiftly on crisis, which was, for example, the COVID-19 crisis, and also how to react on different global and bigger natural hazards or disasters, which can have an influence on member states or on the European Union as a whole. We know this system as the civil security forces, and it was a very efficient system in the past, which mobilized a very broad spectrum of our population on the basis of free works of our people, and also which contributed and also collaborated with public services. If we continue now on the problem of migration, I would like to emphasize that our council within the Senates of the European Union, we have suggested to have connections with the Senates, with the Arabic Shurs, and to connect them with the representatives of sub-Saharan Africa. And within this this was chaired by the Senate of the Monarchy of Morocco. This also was positively mentioned by the Shura of Morocco. So this means we are on the brink of new collaboration systems. And here we wish to, within the alliance Shura and the other alliances from the Arabic Peninsula, we want to tackle issues of migration. We want to try to find solutions for migrations. Especially we want to tackle the sources there, how to intensify the source reasons for migrations. This means we have a lot of work ahead. Time is restricted. The epidemic of COVID-19 is tackling. We are faced with collaboration among us. We want to trust among other and find high quality solutions. Doubtless we will be successful, but we are hoping on your experiences from your presidency, and we are hoping for your help in order to form high quality solutions. I would like to thank you again in the name of the National Council of Slovenia for your good and efficient work which you have done within your presidency. We are counting on your help, and we wish that Slovenia would be at least as successful as Portugal was successful within its presidency. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker of the National Assembly, Mr. Speaker of the National Council, dear colleagues, I was keen on learning about the objectives of the Slovenian presidency in its parliamentary dimension. I hope they will be accomplished, and the Slovenian parliament can count on the support of the Portuguese parliament. I wish you as much success as you had with your first presidency in 2008. I still remember the hospitality and kindness that you have, that I was welcomed at the time by the Slovenian colleagues and authorities during my official visit in June 2017. Portugal and Slovenia, they both defend the European project, and we are both members of NATO and advocates of the transatlantic link. We all work towards a cohesive and resilient Europe, a Europe based on the values of liberty, democracy, in peace and prosperity. I wish you all the best. Thank you very much, and I wish you all the best for the next semester. Thank you.